This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's ask a common question: that can a Muslim greet a non-Muslim with Assalamu Alaikum? Or if a non-Muslim greets Assalamu Alaikum, can you wish back Wa Alaikum Assalam? And I'm aware that there are many scholars who do say that when a Muslim wishes you Assalamu Alaikum, you have to say Alaikum. And this answer is based on several hadith which are given in Sahih Muslim. And if you read Sahih Muslim, volume number 3, in the book of Salam, chapter number 904, hadith number 5380 to 5390, there are 11 hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim regarding this topic. But if you analyze the hadith, the first few hadith say that when the Jews wished Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum in Arabic means may death be on you. When the Jews wish you Assalamu alaikum, may death be on you, the Prophet said, wish them back alaikum. May it be on you too. So the reference to context is that when the non-Muslims knowingly wish evil for you, Assalamu alaikum, sounding similar to Assalamu alaikum, when they wish may death be on you, you have to wish back saying alaikum on you too. But many of the scholars say that when even the non-Muslims wish assalamu alaikum, you have to wish back alaikum. Which, if you go into details, you can get the reply from the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. Let's see what does the Quran say regarding greeting back. And I said in my talk, in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 86, which says, وَإِذَا قُيِّتُمْ بِتَّحْيَةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. That when anyone greets you courteously, wish back more courteously, or a greeting which is of equal courtesy. Because Allah is careful in keeping of the accounts. Where greeting back is concerned, we can greet them back. So regarding the question, if someone wishes you Assalamu alaikum, what should you reply? Based on this Quranic verse, you can wish back more courteously or at least the same. That's what the Quran says. Regarding, can you wish them first? There are hadith of beloved Prophet in the same Sahih Muslim, which says that when you meet Ahl-e Kitab or you are a Christian, don't wish them, etc. And there are various different opinions in the various groups of scholars. But when you go to the Quran, Quran and the Sahih Hadith is the best example to be followed. The Quran says in Surah Maryam, chapter number 19, verse number 47, that when Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim peace be upon him, when his father, who was a mushrik, removes him from his house, he says, Assalamu alaikum. I will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Quran says that Ibrahim alayhi salam told his father, Assalamu alaikum, and I will pray to my Almighty God to forgive you. Further, if you read in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse 47, it says that Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, they were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when they delivered the message to Pharaoh and his people, to wish them by saying, peace be on them, those who receive guidance. And this was one of the way the Prophet, when he dictated letters, he said to the non-Muslim kings that peace be on you, those who receive guidance. Further, if you read in Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verse 63, it says that when those approach you who are ignorant, tell them, Qalu salama. Tell them peace. So when the ignorant come to you, who give vain talks, say, Qalu salama. Wish them peace. Further, if you read in Surah Qasas, chapter 28, verse 55 says that when you are in the company of those people who give vain talks and who speak against Islam, tell them, to us is our deeds, to you is your deeds. Peace be on you. Wish them salam. Meet those who speak against Islam. The Quran says, wish them salam. So there's no problem at all in wishing a non-Muslim salam. And if you read the tafsir of the Quranic verses, if you read the tafsir of Qurtubi regarding Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 47, it says that regarding the explanation of this verse, when Ibrahim alayhi salam tells his father that peace be on you, I will ask Allah subhanahu to forgive you. Most of the scholars, the Jamhur scholars, ulama, they say that here the peace was only a form of greeting, like saying farewell. It wasn't a form of asking protection. So they say that this was a form of greeting. While Qurtubi, in his tafsir, he says that according to Tabari, he said that here it actually means peace. And further, if you read the statement of Naqash, he said that it is allowed for the Muslims to wish salam to the non-Muslim. Though the majority of the scholars say that here the greeting was only a form of a greeting. It was not asking for protection. And further, if you read the statement which Qurtubi says, that I agree more with the statement of Uaina, who said, and for his explanation, he quotes Surah Mumtahina, chapter number 60, verse number 8, and says, Allah forbids not you from being just to those people who fight you not against your religion, nor drive you out of your house, for Allah loves those who are just. That means you have to be just to the people who fight you not against your religion, or drive you not out of your house. And he further says that the Quran says in Surah Mumtahina, chapter number 60, verse number 4, that verily, in the lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you find a very good example. What Ibrahim alayhi salam did? Alhamdulillah, you find a very good example. So when he can wish peace to his father, why can't you? So based on the scholars, if you see the tafasirs various, even of Tabri and Ibn Qasir, when he gives the translation and the commentary of Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 86, he says that this verse, which says that when anyone wishes you courteously, wish back more courteously, does not refer to the Muslim, it can refer to any creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you analyze, there are a few group of scholars who say that it is preferable that you do not wish them, only say alaikum. But there are other group of scholars who say that you can wish them, you can initiate the greeting as well as wish them back more courtesy. I agree more with those group of scholars who say that you can greet non-Muslims, because if you read the sayings of Ibn Masud, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was asked, can you greet salam to a non-Muslim? He said yes, and he did that to his companions, and he said, we Muslims have come here to spread peace. If you read the sayings of Abu Usama, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that he used to greet the non-Muslims, whether Christian, Jews, etc., with peace. So there are scholars, majority, who do say that you can wish, while many scholars who say that it's preferable to say alaikum. I agree more with those who say that you can wish salam to a non-Muslim as well as wish them back wa alaikum as-salam. Hope that answers the question.